I want to kind of talk about something we talked about yesterday. And that is Ted Cruz and the New York values bit. Now, nobody really picked up on this. And when they did, it was shot down. Now, let me elaborate. Yesterday, Cruz went to New York. He had to campaign in New York. He did. He didn't think he had to campaign in New York. He didn't think he would get this far. He didn't think he would get this. He didn't think he would need New York. He didn't think he would need Pennsylvania. He didn't think he would need New Jersey. He didn't think he would need any of that. He didn't think he would need any of that. His whole premise, his whole concept was the South. He's going to win the South. That's the fireball, the South. Going to win Iowa. Iowa's going to slingshot him into the South. He's going to sweep the South. Game, set, match over. Done. Finished. Didn't think he'd have to go to the East Coast. So he did a bit about New York values. Now, the thing is, everybody just keeps talking about New York values. That's it. New York values. New York values. But it was a minute and a half exchange between him and Trump. And it was deeper. I mean, a lot deeper than just New York values. Now, I want to play the clip, and like I said, yesterday I read one story where somebody brought up exactly what Cruz meant, and I seen on the O'Reilly Factor. Yes, I listen. It is my days. You want to know how my day can real quick. The show ends at figure one. I walk the dogs. I work out. I then do a bunch of after show things that I have to do, other businesses attached to this business. And then figure about 5 o'clock, I start getting ready for the next day's shows. And I watch MSNBC, I watch CNN, I watch Fox, I watch various shows. I watch Megyn Kelly, I watch Bill O'Reilly. I don't watch it in its entirety. I go back and forth, this segment, that segment. Go to Darren Lemon, go to Anthony Cooper. I write down different segments that were conducted, if it's something I want to talk about. So that's the schedule. Now, on O'Reilly, they had Geraldo on. Now, they had Ted Cruz on, which is funny because Ted Cruz started whining to Bill O'Reilly that Bill O'Reilly is sticking up for Donald Trump. I thought it was hilarious to watch Ted Cruz be outraged. And then I thought it was funny to see on Twitter Mark Levin be outraged that the interview was nothing more than a defense of Donald Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, listen to me, Levin, for 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, all you do is shill for Ted Cruz and rip on Donald Trump. The hypocrisy is just oozing. It's oozing. It always oozes. The hypocrisy always oozes from people like that. But at a later segment, Geraldo was talking to O'Reilly and Eric Bowler. And I like Eric Bowler. And Geraldo threw out that what Cruz was really saying was anti-Semitic. When Cruz brought up banking and the media, it was a coded word. Then, of course, O'Reilly, because I think O'Reilly feels deep down inside that if Cruz is the nominee by a miracle, he's got to get on the Cruz train. He's got to get on that Cruz train. So he plays it in the middle, very much like Limbaugh does, very much like Hannity does, because they know if they take the Glenn Beck, the Mark Levin, the countless other conservatives that have basically said never Trump under any circumstances, how's it going to shake out should Trump be the nominee? Or how's it going to shake out if he's not the nominee? In the sense of, you need everybody to come together. And like we discussed yesterday, for some people, it doesn't matter. I would say it's a 70-30 split. 70% don't care, 30% care. And the Hannitys and the O'Reillys fall in the 30% that care. So they know, ultimately, if they bash on one side, and then that side gets the nomination, they're going to look stupid. They're going to look really stupid doing a show where they are rah, rah, rah. So O'Reilly defended Cruz without Cruz being there and said, oh, Geraldo, you're crazy. It wasn't anti-Semitic. You're bad. Said, man, I get it, Bill, but what Cruz said really was. It really was. And when I watched the debate, I thought it was pretty anti-Jew. I shouldn't say anti-Jew. It was very stereotypical. Okay, it was very, all Italians are in the mafia. All Italians love spaghetti. All Mexicans are illegal. All Chinese are bad drivers. Well, maybe that one's true. But I'm saying, it was very coded. It was very coded, and it was intended for people that live in the part of the country that still have that Jews control the media, Jews control banking. It's that mentality. It's that stereotype. Now, yes, is there a whole bunch of media outlets and businesses that are in the entertainment world that are owned and controlled by Jews? 100%. 100%. 100%. Is there banking institutions and financial services that are controlled and owned by Jews? 100%. Is there lots of Italians that are involved in the mafia? 100%. But it's just one of those things when you're talking about running for president. And when somebody looks at Donald Trump and goes, you shouldn't say that. You're running for the highest office in the land. Why would you? It's one of those things you just don't say. And you just don't say those things to get votes. And you don't say those things at the expense of a state, of a group, when possibly you have to go there to get votes, to embrace the people of that state, because then you're going to look stupid because you somehow have to, well, you got to say things to get out of what you said. And I think that's the worst part. I think that's the worst part because Cruz is now running around saying, when I said New York values, I meant Cuomo. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. I meant Schumer. I meant Spitzer. I meant Wiener. Those are the New York values. And people in upstate New York, which is where I'm from, Rochester, they understood what I meant. They understood what I meant. They understood I was talking about Cuomo. They understood that. And that wasn't the part of the New York values statement that was so effed up. Now, I'm going to play you the segment. It's only a minute. That way you can remember that it wasn't, oh, well, New York values. And then Donald Trump goes, do you remember 9/11? Because it was deeper. It was deeper than abortion and homosexuals. It was deeper. It was deeper. And Cruz knows it. Cruz knows it. Why does Cruz know it? Because yesterday, he made sure that he did photo ops in the Hasidic part of New York. And he made matzo balls and the bread, the cracker. I mean, he did a whole I love Jews, and not just American Jews. I love Hasidic Israeli. I love the whole, just like really Jewy. I Not just my friend, Barry Horowitz. I'm talking about just Mr. Jewy and Jewy Steen, and just I'm there. Why did he do that? Well, because he knows that it wasn't just New York values. It was the banker and media reference. And no one's picking, well, again, like I said, Geraldo tried to point that out, and he was shot down. And I think someone on CNN I read pointed it out. But when Dana Bash did a sit-down, and she brought up New York values with Ted Cruz, she didn't probe Ted Cruz and go, I understand what you're saying as far as what you were meaning, and I'm understanding that you are not going to walk it back because you meant Andrew Cuomo, but what does banking and the media have to do with Andrew Cuomo. What and Elliot Spitzer, what does the media and banking have to do with New York values? That doesn't make any sense. She didn't push it. Why? I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea why Dana Bash didn't push it. And no one else is really pushing it either. And I'm not sure why. Now, listen to the bit, okay? I have it queued up. And listen, we were done with this yesterday. Like, we were done talking about Ted Cruz yesterday and the whole New York values segment. But when I saw him at the matzo ball factory, when I seen him spinning the dreidel and doing the Hasidic party, when I seen that going on, I went, he knows what he said, and no one else is picking up on it. And then a few hours later, Geraldo came out and got shut down. Then I seen on a message board, somebody brought it up, and a whole bunch of people went, what are you talking about? You're crazy. He wasn't being anti-Semitic. He was. Listen, I'm going to play you the clip, and I want you to listen again, okay? It ain't about being a liberal. It's not about being a Democrat. It's about being a Jew. Okay? Remember, this was going on in Iowa. It was going on in the South. It was getting ready to go into the South. There's not a whole bunch of Jews in the South. And you got to remember something. Let me try to clue you in. First off, when you listen to Republicans like Ted Cruz, and they are the evangelicals, they're the Bible thumpers, and they're the ones that are beating their chests on the Senate floor, talking about supporting Israel. And the same goes for AIPAC speeches. Israel, 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 Israel. That's not because they have a genuine love for Jews and the Israeli people. It's a two-fold issue. One, you have huge donors, like Sheldon Adelson, okay, and Paul Singer, and people like Crystal, okay, Bill Crystal, who is the establishment as far as the Republican Party goes. He is at every back room meeting. He is one of, if not the most important voices in the Republican Party. These guys are Jewish. These guys are hawkish when it comes to Israel. They are hawkish when it comes to Israel getting weapons and bombs and you name it to annihilate Iran and annihilate anybody that poses a threat, which, awesome, great. They're our ally, rock on. But that's not why Ted Cruz and other Republicans are pro-Israel. It's not because they like the people and they want them to protect themselves. It's because Sheldon Adelson can write them a check for $20 million. It's because Crystal can help them get the necessary delegates to become the nominee. And the second reason is because when you're a evangelical, okay, when you are a religious zealot like Ted Cruz and Glenn Beck, when you're talking about God killing Antonin Scalia to pave the way for Ted Cruz to become president, that way he will pick a Supreme Court job. When you are that type of religious zealot, you need Israel to exist. You need nothing to happen to Israel. Because in the rapture, when Jesus comes back to earth, it happens in Israel. And without Israel, there is no rapture. There is no salvation. So people like Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz, Huckabee, Santorum, when you hear them talk about Israel and this loving and the, you know, oh, the people, and we have to, our allies, we love, listen, they're getting money, and they need Israel to exist, because without Israel, there is no end times, and they don't get brought up to the pearly gates of heaven, okay? Privately, they talk like Ted Cruz. Privately, they talk like Ted Cruz. And when you say, hey, who runs the banking system? Jews. Who runs the media? Jews. When he's campaigning in Iowa, and they're all giving each other that look, that coded look. Let me play you the clip. And then ask yourself, when you're listening to the clip, what does New York values, what does that have to do with banking and the media? What does Chuck Schumer have to do with banking and the media? So listen.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
Well, you're from New York, so yeah. You might not. But I promise you, in the state of South Carolina, they do. And listen, there are many, many wonderful, wonderful working men and women in the state of New York. But everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage, focus around money and the media. And I guess I can frame it another way. Not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan. I'm just saying.
Conservatives actually do come out of Manhattan, including William F. Buckley and others, just so you understand. New York is a great place. It's got great people. It's got loving people, wonderful.
So as you hear, what does banking and the media have to do with New York values? What does that have to do with New York values? And then let's not forget the mayor. And we're not talking about Blasio, but America's mayor, was Rudy Giuliani. America's mayor was Rudy Giuliani. I don't know. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but he didn't seem to be that liberal. Yeah, sure. If you're somebody like Ted Cruz that hangs around with pastors that preach that homosexuals should be put to death, and Rudy Giuliani's stance on homosexuality is, hey, I don't care. As long as I'm not getting raped by one, I'm fine with homosexual. If that's your idea of someone who's not conservative because they're not calling for the death of homos, well, okay then. Sure. Then you win. But Ted Cruz was not talking about Andrew Cuomo. He wasn't talking about Chuck Schumer. He was basically saying, Hey, Iowa, Donald Trump is basically a New York Jew. His daughter just converted to Judaism. Her husband is a hardcore Jew. He hangs around with a whole bunch of other Jews. And the values of New York are nothing but a bunch of Jew bankers and a bunch of Jew media owners. And they don't represent what we represent. I'm your champion. I'm your man. And if you elect me president, I will keep these Jews in place. That's what he was saying. That was his code that he was saying. That was the decoded speech. That was the coded speech. Think about that. Abortions, homosexuality, banking, and the media. I mean, think about it. His wife works for Goldman Sachs. Goldman. You know what the conversation at the Cruz house was when she was on full-time duty? She would come home. Ted would say, "How was work today?" She would go, "Those Jews are driving me crazy." And he would go, "Yep, those damn Jews." "Well, you know, honey, we need them. If we're ever going to get up to heaven, we need them." "Yes, you're right. Are you ready for our threesome tonight, Ted? L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Ted." Let's listen to him one last time. Now, just again, when you hear Dana Bash or Greta Van Susteren or Aaron Burnett, whoever, and they go, "New York values. What did you mean by New York values?" Well, what I meant was the liberal values of New York, not upstate. No. Not Rochester, not Buffalo, not Syracuse, but Manhattan. That's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant the city. I meant them. I meant I and the people of Iowa and all the great people in the South, the values of the people that live in that city, that city where they love homosexuality and abortion. And of course, banking and the media. The media? Then Aaron Burnett just goes, yeah, sure. That makes a lot of sense. So you're referencing Andrew Cuomo, Chuck Schumer, Anthony Weiner, politicians, and the media? Fox News? So Fox News? Fox. They're headquartered there in New York. So Fox News? Like, what the hell does the media have to do with Elliot Spitzer and Chuck Schumer? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Now, are you talking about the fact that Mortimer Zuckerman, who owns one of the papers that told you to F you, Mortimer, who is Jewish? Are you talking about him? You're not talking about him. But are you talking about him? Or are you talking about politicians? What is it, Ted? What is it? Let me tell you something. The guy is just walking all over his genitals. Yeah, you ever heard that reference? They don't say genitals, and I'm not going to use the cuss word, but it's called walking all over your blank, and that's what he's doing. Again, listen to this clip. Listen to the, because it was a while ago, so people forgot New York values, and when they show the clip on TV, they're not playing this part. Because if they played this part, people would go, oh, he's talking about Jews. But when Geraldo brings it up, people are like, wow, why is Geraldo being like that? He didn't say anything about Jews. He said New York values. Because that's the only spot. That's it. They just, New York values. That's all they play. But the full clip, it's obvious. He's talking about Jews. Again, listen.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
You're from New York, so yeah. You might not. But I promise you, in the state of South Carolina, they do. And listen, there are many, many wonderful, wonderful working men and women in the state of New York. But everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage, focus around money and the media. And I guess I can frame it in a...
focused around money and the media. And my bad, it's South Carolina. It's South Carolina. Forget Iowa. So it's really about the dirty Jews, the dirty, shifty Jews. Remember, South Carolina, old school South Carolina, Confederate flag, / Ku Klux Klan, / we hate blacks, / we hate Jews. I mean, when he goes, I think everybody in South Carolina know what I mean. I think they all know what I mean. The Jews in New York, they don't share our values. That's what he's talking about. And the abortionists and the homos and the fact that they live their life and it's all about money and the media. I mean, where in that statement do you hear Anthony Weiner, Chuck Schumer, Elliot Spitzer, Governor Cuomo? Where do you hear that? And the only one that brought it up was Geraldo and the guy on CNN. That's it. Dana Bash, she didn't say, can I read this quote for you? Can you imagine if Donald Trump said something like this? Can you imagine if Donald Trump... It's almost like the media now... It's almost like the media now is going... Well, they are going... And I'm going to get to... I'm going to get to that in a second. Because it's not almost like now. I've said from the beginning, when you hear people like... when you hear people like Megyn Kelly and Ted Cruz and others say, oh, the media, they gave Donald Trump a free pass. They're giving him a free pass because they want him to be the nominee because he'll be the easiest to beat Hillary Clinton and blah, 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 blah. We're going to get to why that is complete hogwash, okay? Why that's complete hogwash. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. So the media now, and they've been doing it, but they at least see that if they can get the brokered convention, the Republicans are going to take the nomination from Trump, and the right, the never Trump people, the conservatives, they hate when you go, it's not stealing. The rules are the rules. If you don't get 1237, it's not stealing. If Donald Trump doesn't have the delegates, it's not stealing. He didn't earn it. He didn't earn it. And again, they ignore the fact that at this time, 4 years ago, Santorum is out. You already had people behind the scenes going, okay, we're going to get to another week or two after that. Everybody's getting out, and we're getting behind Mitt Romney so he could get the required delegates, and it's finished. They leave out that things that are happening now are purposely being done to stop Trump from getting the nomination. That's not playing fair. If they're doing stuff that they've never done before, that's not playing fair. If you have somebody like John Kasich, who is still in, and mathematically he is out, and the only reason he is in is because people are telling him, keep in, keep in. Deny Trump the delegates because you'll have a shot at a contested convention. Again, every primary, somebody could be doing this, but they don't, because the heads go, get out of the race. Well, why? Because if you don't, your political career will be done. We'll bury you. Okay, sorry. Newt Gingrich could have took it all the way to the convention. He could have told Sheldon Adelson, hey, Sheldon, we're going to run a ghost campaign. But it won't really be a ghost campaign because I'm going to say I'm taking this to the convention. We'll get a lot of publicity because it hasn't been done in 60-some-odd years. People bring up Reagan and Ford, but okay, fine. Reagan and Ford was the last time. But I'm talking about a real contested convention, like the Dan Rather people punching him in the face convention. And he could have said, all right, so just give me another 10 or 15 million. We're going to take it all away. We're going to fight. We're going to get it. I'm going to have you use some of your power because people want your money. But they didn't. So it's obvious they're propping Cruz up because Cruz is a shoo-in to lose. Cruz is a shoo-in to lose. Listen, when people talk about Trump's negatives, I'm jumping too quick. I'm gonna finish this segment, and then we'll get to that. But just remember, when Obama was running, and they were showing video of his pastor talking about goddamn America, and they're talking about Obama being a Muslim, and all of this stuff, please. You wanted to Hussein Obama. Please, okay? Please. And that narrative and that feeling, Tony Rezko, all of those things shifted. When you sat there and went, oh, dude, there's no way this dude's getting a nomination. There's no way he's going to be the president. No way. When Sarah Palin first burst on the scene at that convention, and her and McCain just, I mean, you want to talk about people being excited. It was like, oh, that's the president. So don't tell me Trump's negatives today and where we are today is the way it will be come election day. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. That's to be politically incorrect, retarded. Okay, it's retarded if you think that. It is. It's retarded. No different than when Trump got into this race and people went, ah, he's done in 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks came and he was still in it. And they went, ah, he's done in a month. And then a month came and they went, ah, he's done in another month. And here we are almost a year later. And all those people are like, all right, I was wrong 50 times. I'm sorry. I was wrong 50 times. I was wrong. Fine, I was wrong. But back to Ted Cruz and the coded Jew comments and people like Dana Bash kind of joking about it. Not about the Jew comments, but about the New York values and holding up a newspaper saying, hey, Ted, take the FU train. She laughed. What did you mean? What I meant, Dana, was New York values of the liberal Democrats. That's what I meant. I meant the Chuck Schumers. I meant the Charlie Rangels. And Dana Bash didn't go, well, what do they have to do with the media and banking? I didn't know Charlie Rangel was a banker. I didn't know Charlie Rangel was a part of the media. I understand what you're saying now, Senator Cruz. I understand what you're saying as far as you met the Democrats. But I still don't understand the end of your New York values reference. You said the people of South Carolina know what you mean. And then you talked about banking and the media. What does banking and the media have to do? What does that have to do with Chuck Schumer, Andrew Cuomo, and Charlie Rangel? What does that have to do with it? What does banking and the media, again, listen to this clip.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
Well, you're from New York, so yeah. You might not. But I promise you, in the state of South Carolina, they do. And listen, there are many, many wonderful, wonderful working men and women in the state of New York. But everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage, focus around money and the media. And I guess I can frame it another way. Not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan. I'm just saying.
Focused around money and the media. Jews. South Carolina, I am with you. Remember, South Carolina, that was the start of the Southern swing. Remember, Cruz is supposed to win Iowa. He's supposed to lose New Hampshire. And then he's supposed to sweep the South, starting with South Carolina. And once he sweeps the South, guess what? There's no need for the Jews of New York, the Jews of New Jersey. Oh no, there's no need for them. It's over. It's over. But unfortunately for Ted Cruz, he got his ass handed to him in the South, and all of a sudden, he needs New York. He needs New York, where he is right now in third place. Third place. Third place. Remember the narrative that the media, because remember, and I'll say this again, the media does not want Trump. Not just because they don't like him, but because they know he can beat Hillary. He can beat Hillary. I don't care what the negatives are. It doesn't matter right now. Doesn't matter right now what the negatives are. It absolutely doesn't matter. All changes between now and the election. It all changes 3 months from now. It all changes from July to the election. It all changes. It all changes. The media does not want Trump. They know Cruz is a slam dunk win. And especially now, especially with what's going on. Especially with what's going on as far as Cruz people don't like Trump people. Trump people despise Cruz people. And the RNC is going to take that nomination away from Trump if he doesn't have the 1237 at that convention. And the media slash Democrats know that those anywhere between 12 and 15,000 people will not vote. Or they will actively campaign against Cruz. They give it to Cruz, which some people like Newt Gingrich and others say it's going to be either Cruz or Trump. So if they give it to Cruz, the Trump people, and I've already said it, I will actively campaign against Cruz. I will do everything in my power. I will do everything in my power to campaign against Ted Cruz. And if somebody goes, so that means you want Hillary Clinton? And I will say, just remember, never Trump. Just remember the convention, what you did. Just remember John Kasich not getting out. And after New York, when Ted Cruz is mathematically eliminated, I will say, remember New York. Remember 2014 or 2012 and what the process was. Mitt Romney went here, Santorum went there, Gingrich went there. He got eliminated. He got out. He got eliminated. There was this. The party came together. They got behind Romney. End of story. That's what should be happening now. Kasich should be out. And after New York, Cruz should be out. Cruz right now is in third place in New York. He's in third place in Pennsylvania. He's in third place in Connecticut. He's third place in New Jersey. Kasich should be out. He is mathematically out. And after the East Coast swing, when Ted Cruz loses every single one of those states, he should be out. That's it. Then Trump goes to the West Coast just like Romney did. He goes uncontested, and every single one of those delegates go to him. And that's how he wins and gets the 1237. Rubio releases his delegates. They go to Trump. That's the process. So yeah, it's rigged right now. The media wants Cruz. That's why Dana Bash doesn't say What does media and banking mean?